I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome sa 161 first.
161
episode of Tunay na Rider. Bago na ang ano natin ngayon, Handler.
Oh,
the Pod Network Entertainment.
Ooh.
With a twang.
Parang WWF naging WWE.
Oh,
TPN.
So, sino ang guest natin ngayon?
Okay. I-introduce ko ba yung asawa ko?
Siyempre!
No, we got, ano, for me, the biggest sponsor of Tunay na Rider. That is one of our guests today.
The biggest sponsor ng isang Tunay na Rider.
The biggest sponsor isa lang. Ng isang Tunay na Rider. Chris Aganon.
Yeah.
Dapat may sariling logo yun. To.
Yes.
Ah, vlogger ka. May logo ka dapat.
AKA, ano, she's
Mac,
aspiring vlogger.
I only follow one person on TikTok.
Sino?
That's Chris Aganon.
Seryo?
Kasi sinastalk ko si Maki kung totoo yung mga excuse niya. Ay, hindi, kasama ko si Chris eh. Si Makmak. Alright, so this episode was supposed to be us talking about, well, we want to help Chris get a new bike because the last time we did an episode like this, Vince Tagle commented, and then he gave me an incredible deal on a 790 Adventure, which is my dream bike. And dahil sa pandemic, hindi ko ma-afford yun kasi ubos na yung savings ko. So sana mangyari ulit yun.
Akin Vince pala yun.
Oo, pare. The best deal ever yung binigay niya sa akin.
Magkano? Bulong mo sa akin.
Ha? ito, sasabihin ko, 1 year to pay.
Wow!
One year to pay.
Alam mo, the best talaga Ride Manila.
Oo.
Pagdating sa, ano, getting the good deals.
So this type of episode, make good things happen, right? So let's see. And we just so happen to have special friends with us, Maki.
Oo.
Yes.
So kumuha tayo ng rest back.
Para may kakampi ako.
Ay, in-invite natin isa sa pinakamalapit kong kaibigan sa industry. This guy started the premium video content sa motorcycle industry. Walang iba kundi si Darwin Jalcita of News Moto.
Palakpakan yung sarili.
Palakpakan naman.
Premium pero walang bayad.
Pare, gumagawa
no paywall
ng moto documentaries to.
Yep.
Pare, ang galing. So Elib, the OG Darwin. And I just found out our other guest.
Yeah.
They're part of the design group, the manufacturers that make some of my favorite gear. Like, people see me all the time in this kind of outfit. I give talks, yung TED talk ko, suot ko yung ano. It's kind of, I didn't know it was called tech wear, but I just wanted something that was functional, that it used modern fabrics. I could use it on a motorcycle.
Mm. And it's comfortable.
And it's comfortable. Hindi siya, it's form and function. And I look like a middle-aged ninja. So those are the things I look for. And it turns out...
I learned something new today.
Angelica Amante,
yeah.
She's part of that crew. So ooh. Angelica is the significant other of our good buddy Darwin Jalcita.
Yay!
Yep.
Welcome. Yeah,
sila din ang may-ari pala nung Amante Steak.
Yeah, Amante Ribs and Steak.
Ribs and Steak.
So, oh, diba? Not only do they make techwear, but they have ribs. Oh my God. Pare, swerte mo.
Tignan mo naman.
Andrew.
Tignan mo naman. Yung
pinsan niya si Andrew and I ko, Amante. Katabila na Clark Speedway. Ayan, shout out naman, roast beef. Isang, platter.
Roast beef. Oh. Parang masarap mag-podcast dun sa, sa Clark.
Dun sa,
sa steakhouse.
Steakhouse podcast.
Oh, teka. Padala mo na yung logo nyo. Lalagay na namin sa podcast.
Lalagay na namin.
But Angelica, personally, she's a professional makeup artist. Yan. High-end na makeup artist. Mga
high-end. Yeah, I saw
siya nagme-makeup sa mga sa mga senador, mga congressman.
Wow!
Social, ha?
So ito yung ginagamit mo, yung parang pang may masilya, parang kotse mo, yung ginagawa sa mukha, yung may
ceramic coated yan.
May roller na oo. May mga
masilya talaga.
May mga models ako, pwede ko papintura.
Hydrophobic yung mukha.
Hindi, pagka next episode natin, libre na yung makeup natin.
Oo.
Hindi na niya kailangan.
Hashtag no filter na
tayo. No filter.
No filter needed.
Alright, so we're gonna be talking about, well, we're very lucky to have you guys here. And I think a lot of people are envious of you because whenever you ride Darwin Mackey, it seems like your partners are very, very supportive of it.
Yeah.
Right? Lalo na si Buck. Kasi I don't think Angel is very, very supportive of him riding.
Supportive naman kasi pinagra-ride niya ako para walang magulo sa bahay.
Win-win situation pala yun.
Yun. Pero iba yung iba yung support na nakukuha ni Darwin at ni Mackie. How did you guys, let's ask the ladies. Why are you so supportive of your significant others? Oh, Chris.
Sa akin, kasi kailangan, hindi lang happy wife, happy life. Kailangan happy husband din. So, yes, may ganun.
Kinikilig ako.
Para win-win din. Win-win. Para napagbibigyan din ako sa mga gusto ko.
Oh, like what?
Like, magtrabaho.
Para kumita, para makabili si Maki ng motor.
So, win-win talaga
win-win
yun.
Talaga.
So, diba? Tapos, travel. So, hindi naman niya ako pinipigilan doon pag gusto kong mag-travel. So,
nasa bahay ko yun pag wala ka. Nanonood kami ng anime.
Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. Yung last trip mo.
Sabi ko, wala secret sa bahay. Iba, can I crash your house? I feel very lonely.
Nag-marathon
kami
ng Chainsaw
Man. Chainsaw
Man.
Tinapos namin yung isang episode.
Okay.
Okay, so travel.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's give and take.
Yeah, give and take.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Ikaw, Angelica.
Ako, at first talaga, ayoko ng motor. As in, takot ako kasi baka, di ba? Pero, nung time na naaya ako na mag-motor, and then yun nga, back ride ako, kasama ko yung cousin ko, and yung friend ko, yung best friend ko, si Aiko. And, parang ang saya pala, yung sinasabi nga ni Dar, yung freedom, and parang mas mas na-appreciate mo yung mga scene, yung scenery, yung views, lahat, pati yung parang ng hangin sa mukha mo, ang saya. Parang nagkaroon ng ibang parang meaning yung life. Pagka, kahit angkas lang ako, parang may adventure ganun. And travel na din, yung nakikita mo, andaling puntahan. Yung isang lugar na mas ma-appreciate mo kaysa nasa kotse ka. Yun.
Okay, true. So I see a common denominator here. And that is both of you love to travel and experience new things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I mean, there's no better way to experience. Like you and Mackie have gone all over the world. Mm-hmm. And you don't just do the tour thing.
Deepa.
Well, in many countries around the world. And you just don't do the tour thing. Yeah. You actually go out of your way, rent a motorcycle. Kahit may bagyo sa Malta.
Mm-hmm.
Inikot nyo pa yon na nakamotor.
Mm-hmm.
And what you also got a motorcycle to stalk ano si yung sa Marvel
si Shang-Chi.
So I guess so that's a common denominator. If you're looking for a partner that is supportive, mm-hmm. dapat yung medyo adventurous then people who want to be immersed in these ano.
Yeah.
And then kayo, Mackie, Darwin, what did you guys do to encourage them naman, to get them involved in riding with you? Para may tips si Buck.
First of all,
may pag-asa pa ba, Buck? Kung magana tayo, mag-couples ride tayo.
May tanong ako dun muna sa dalawang wife.
Yes.
Ano yung motor na sinakyan nyo na backride kayo na sobrang komportable kayo?
Ooh.
Ako, GS and the Tracer.
GS at saka Tracer.
Bakit?
Yung dilaw na GS.
Hindi yun. Black and yellow din yun kasi yun yung anniversary.
Yung BMW anniversary GS.
Yellow din yun. Pero hindi yung yellow na isang yellow.
Komportable kasi siya kasi hindi ko kailangan magtago sa likod niya. Pwedeng naka-sit upright lang ako. Tapos yung paa ko, hindi ako mukhang palaka. Ganun. Tapos,
bakit? Ano ba yung mukhang palaka na umangkas ka?
MT09. Lahat na, inipit ko. Wala pa rin. Tapos yung bag ko, gumagana na. Bag ko, aliit lang, di ba? Tapos gumagana na sa likod. Tapos kahit anong ipit ko, mawawala na naman siya. Ayun. Tapos yung Tracer, kasi meron siya nung box. So, nung kahit ang dami naming dala, kasi usually kapag nag-long ride kami, ako yung naka-backpack. Lahat ng gamit namin nandun. Hindi ko ramdam yung weight, kasi pinapatong namin sa likod. Pero iba pa rin pag wala kang backpack.
Grabe, ginawa mo siyang top case.
Hindi, kasi
kulang na lang itornilyo eh.
Hindi, ganito yan. Yung GS kasi, thank you BMW Motorrad Philippines for letting me use it. Nag-ride kami to Bataan. So, I got yung anniversary model. Walang top box eh. So, okay, sige. Pero maganda doon, sabi niya, backpack ah, pero luluwagan mo yung strap.
Para nakapatong
siya. So you don't... I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Diba? So tinuro ko sa kanya yung technique para hindi ka mabigatan sa backpack. Luwagan mo.
That is a pro rider commute, daily commuter trip tip.
Yeah.
Paupuin mo
yung bag.
Correct.
Parang yung mga Grab delivery, ang laki-laki ng backpack nila, diba? Nakapatong lang sa motor yun.
Pro tip yun.
Mm. So hindi ko...
Oh, sige.
Si Angelica naman.
Same din, GS. Tsaka Multistrada
V4.
V4.
Yes. Okay. With heated seat.
Okay din yung CF Moto. Anong?
CLX? 800 MT.
CF yung Moto. 800
MT.
800 MT.
Wait, yun ang dala mo?
Dinala ko sa Cebu.
So parang basically puro adventure biking na enjoy ni Angelica.
So ang common denominator yung GS.
Yeah. Well, na adventure bike, but Buck, namana mo yung motor na yung history nito
inayawan
ng lahat ng mga asawa ng mga bumili nito. Yun ang curse ng motor na to eh. I love this bike, galing sa akin.
Oh, ngayon alam mo na yung dahilan kung bakit
I got it from my ninong who got it from another friend of ours, and this bike is like without a doubt, ang laki ng ngiti mo pag nakasakay ka dito. May cult following yung bike na to. It's an adventure bike. And pero lahat ng mga asawa nila,
lahat ng
sinabi
angkas
nila, lahat ng umangkas doon sa bike na, benta mo na to.
Alam ko na yan.
And si Grace, you know, I got it, and si Grace was like, nope. Kasi mabait ako na mag-ride. Sobrang bait ko mag-ride. Pero dito, sobra akong salbahe. Anong bike yun, Bak?
KTM.
Anong KTM?
KTM 990.
Hindi, kay iba yung 790 Adventure R.
I told you, right?
Mabait na yung 790 Adventure. Ito yung 990 Adventure.
Wait lang.
That's the bad, bastos na bike yan.
Walang kahit anong electronics, spark plug lang.
Hindi nga kasi ang adventure bike, hindi lahat comfortable touring. Katulad ng
sa ganyan yun. Comfortable yun.
Ang, sa rider.
Ito ang adventure bike, komportable siya in general. Pero kasi yung 990, hindi naman adventure bike yun. Race bike yun na nilagyan ng ilaw eh.
So kami ni Maki, may isa pa kami alam na bastos na motor. Yung lumang Moto Morini.
Ay, grabe. Grabe yun. Yung
Corsaro at saka Scrambler.
Yung Scrambler Moto 1200.
Marini. Hindi yung Moto Morini ngayon.
It's weird because
okay
they...
Okay din pala yung ano, Moto Guzzi. Moto Guzzi na...
V85.
Yeah, I like Moto Guzzi.
So the Moto Guzzi is a very, again, like I like using the word because this is the word I heard when, ano, when I was younger and I was trying all these other bikes and then na-try ko yung Moto Guzzi, sabi ko, parang, ba't ang bagal? Eh, mabagal na ako tumatakbo, ang bagal eh. But I realized it's not slow. It is civilized.
Civilized was the term.
Was a term I got from Prof. Randy, David. Sabi niya, yun ang iba, the Moto Guzzi. Because I had a Breva, the predecessor of the 750. Mm. And that is just a smooth, civilized bike. Okay, so back to the why we're here. So, Angelica, you were thinking about you want to get a smaller bike? You want to get a big bike now? You're thinking about it?
Yeah, pero di pa ako masyadong ganun ka, like, marunong mag-motor. So, maybe yung entry level or...
Shout out,
like?
Melakino.
Oh, yun.
Nag-Melakino na siya, actually.
Oh, yun. Lahat tayo nag-Melakino na.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you're looking to Chris for inspiration.
Yeah.
Yun.
Or support.
Support.
Girl power.
And Chris, you're looking for a big bike.
Yes.
Okay. How will you use this big bike?
Siguro kung pwedeng... Every day, pwede. I'll use it every day. Yon. And then, okay then for highway legal. Para kung may mag-imbita man na lumayo.
Will you still have a small bike?
Yeah, definitely. So siguro, pwedeng hindi every day. Kasi meron naman
kasi
akong
si Maki,
scooter.
Kasi si Maki, ang daming big bike. Anong ginagamit niya mas madalas? Yung scooter mo, di ba?
Yung
scooter mo, di ba?
Balik niya lang. Ganun yan. Sabihin niya, Keys, gagamitin ko yung Fazio mo. Sige, go.
Oh, yeah. The big bike, not for every day. But yeah, yung pwede mo gamitin if you wanted to go to an event with the other big bikers.
Sino ba, sino ba ang mga grupo mo ngayon?
Grupo ko ngayon?
Sino ba nag-i-invite sa'yo mag-ride?
Litas. Oh. And, ayan, basta bike. So, yung
okay, huwag ka sumama sa Vespa Kikais, ha?
Hindi, encourage natin sumama.
Dude, mawawala yung sponsor ni Maki nun. Kasi, I love the Vespa Kikais.
Oh,
but masyadong high-end mga yun.
Nakakatakot.
Nakakatakot. Ano yung mga helmet nila?
Ruby, mga belt.
Kaya ni Maki yan.
Kaya mo naman susuportahan dun.
Paano ko susuportahan? Pag yung isa ko niya, si Trina, na nagpalit ng Ruby, lahat sila magpapalit ng Ruby. Requirement yun.
Parang atat na mga Vespa yun.
Pag nag-quart sila.
Parang atat na babae.
Pag nagpalit ng motor ng isa, lahat papalit eh.
Pag nag-quart sila, lahat quart.
Oh.
Umiwas ka dun. I'm saying this for the benefit of Maki. These are not people you want to hang out with because it's worse than being with addicts.
Ani in-encourage ko si Kiss mag-big bike kasi we have these groups called Basta Bike. These are fun-loving people, mga couples din like us. And hindi sila, ano eh, yung riding style is just kakain lang, tatambay somewhere, tapos maraming kwentuhan. Minsan nag-beach trip, mga dagat overnight, ganun. So, nagbubudulan sila palagi. Na, uy, upgrade ka na, upgrade ka na. Pero, yung mga founders nun, hindi nag-upgrade. Yung mga bago ang binubudol.
Like me.
Anyway, it's very, ano, maganda yung grupo na yun kasi, ano eh, parang, they're not looking for bikes that are high-performing. They're just looking for bikes that are very reasonable, comfortable. So, ano yung, ano bang binubudol nila sa'yo doon?
Indian.
Pero meron ka nang mabubudol doon. Ha? Pa-electric mo na lahat.
Oo.
Actually, in-invite ko sila.
Yeah. Yun. So I mean, yeah, definitely if you're going to get a new bike, I would consider an electric. Pero the laws when it comes to long rides and taking it on the highway medyo malabo pa. Once that's cleared up, I think then it becomes an option. Pero I still think electric is better for urban mobility.
Yeah. For now.
Yeah. For now.
Have we had an electric episode before?
Wala pa. We did a long time ago, no?
Let's talk about electric bikes.
And let's invite some of the guys behind it. Maybe sila Richard sila Camille.
Tsaka yung mga bibili next sila Sunday.
Tim.
Yeah.
Let's talk about electrification.
So anyway, going back. Okay. So you have the Indian in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the kind of style that you're looking at?
Actually, kaya siya nasa isip ko kasi because of the weight. Laging worry ko kasi yung weight ng bike. Pero weight lang because of the weight nun kasi feeling ko magaan. Pero given the chance, ayun, that's why I need your professional opinion.
Why the Indian?
Why the Indian? Kasi feeling ko magaan siya. Inupuan ko lang naman siya once sa showroom, tapos hindi ko na maalis sa isip ko. Pero I haven't tried to. Never ko pa siya na-test ride. So feeling ko hindi ako mapapagod because of the weight. Pero yun nga, inupuan ko lang siya. Hindi talaga yung na-try. Actually, never pa ako nag-test ride ng kahit
madali
ano.
Lang i-arrange yan. Puntahan natin si Access Plus bukas. Oh, tawagin ko na si Toti. Toti's been wanting to lend us an Indian for a long time. Hiram na tayo.
Hindi, alam mo, what's good about...
Hiram tayo ng Indian at saka MTS.
Oo naman, sure.
Tapos, hindi na hihirit.
But the Indian is a very heavy bike. Pero kaya magaan siya kasi the center of gravity is very mababa. Low and mahaba siya. So parang yung weight, lahat ng weight niya nasa baba. So di ba may mga bikes na tinatawag na top heavy? And like the example like
MTS.
Tenere 1200. Parang may hirando yung bigat kasi nasa taas yung weight.
It reminds me of ano, di ba? You guys know Dolly Parton? So Dolly Parton, great singer. She had to have her breasts reduced. because it was impacting her spine.
Yeah, that's true.
So that the lower the center of balance, the gravity, like kami ni Darwin, mababa yung center of gravity namin, mas stable.
So hindi pala siya magaan talaga. Center. Siguro yung weight stable. Niya.
No, but balance is important. It's not gaan... is a mix of things. It's not weight. It's also balance.
Let's try to narrow down. Which bikes do you think? Ikaw, give us siguro 3 to 5 bikes on your mind. Na
tayo na magsabi.
Siya muna. And then let's think if that's correct.
So ako, I think that a cruiser category is definitely a great entry level parang confidence building bike, diba? Like the Honda Rebel, though medyo fancy si Chris eh. Alam mo, travels to Europe, shopping.
Actually, that's one good point. Kung gusto mo bang i-flaunt yung bike mo,
Indian.
Does it matter? Kasi beginner bike, pero gusto mo ba may prestige? Kasi there are bikes that are, you know, you can just, big bike siya, but you can use it from point A to point B. Hindi siya as flashy as other bikes eh. Diba? So there are other bikes, like expensive bikes na comes with the brand.
Mm.
Are you brand conscious? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, see? Okay. Tapos na. So, W800. Na narrow down na natin.
At least you're honest about it, because I agree. When you buy a bike, yung kasama sa bike, yung community.
Correct.
Totoo.
Yung lifestyle. Like, you see a Ducati, and there's a different... Pang Gino Rufino yun. Right? I mean, you can imagine yung naka-leather jacket, yung clean cut. Hindi pang Makia ganon yun.
Clean cut?
No, okay, actually, no, we can do this. We can base it on her taste in men. we can make recommendations.
So low seat?
Low seat.
Brand conscious.
Reliable. Reliable.
Hapon.
Low maintenance.
Japanese.
Diba?
Yes.
Low maintenance. Yes. Yung parang you can throw this bike anywhere kung nasiraan, pwede mo ipapayo sa tabi-tabi.
Hindi nakakahiya ipakita sa ibang tao.
Oo.
Hindi nakakahiya pakilala sa magulang.
Oo, respectable. Hindi bastos.
Yung center of weight, mababa.
Yun.
Stable.
Getting more stable every day.
Mahaba yung side stand.
No, okay, so I agree that a cruiser would be interesting. What about, you guys tried the Royal Enfield? That was another interesting bike.
Actually, nasa top ko din siya.
Which one? The Scrambler?
Yung Scram 411, tama ba?
Yeah.
Kumusta yung height nun, Mackie? Were you able to sit on it?
It's good.
Ganda yun.
Nasa 780, 790mm.
And that is a super comfy seat.
Yep. Oh.
Mababa yung seat height.
Isang linggo kami dun eh.
You used it in the Himalayas. Like, how many days were you on that bike?
Marami. 2 weeks yata. Hindi ko na maalala.
And then, wala kang kareklama-reklama?
Wala. Yun ang first motorcycle seat na naupuan ko na never sumakit ang puwet ko.
Wow.
Ako may reklamo. Mm. Wala siyang sixth gear.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a new bike, I mean, that's for you.
Oh.
Right? But if it's...
Kung yung clothing mo 6 gears, ba't mo kailangan ng 6 gears?
Oo, yung damit mo may 6 gears eh.
Oo, doon na yun.
No, but if you're a new rider, I think that's a great new bike.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I
the
agree.
Price is pretty decent,
yep.
No?
Yeah. I agree.
And it's a looker. Ang daming custom parts. Mm-hmm.
Mababa center of gravity.
No, it's like the retro style.
Is that the Maki Aganon of motorcycles?
Oh! Royal Enfield.
Hindi.
It's made in India.
Oh! Low maintenance!
Hindi. Mabilis ako mag-ride eh. Kailangan ng 6 gear, man.
Hindi naman nope, sinabing nope, mabilis nope, mag-ride. Nope. Pero mabaga lang, ano nun, metabolism.
Nope, I would say
Teka, si bike ba ni Chris o bike ni Maki?
Bike niya that I can borrow.
Borrow every day.
Frequently.
Okay, go Darwin. What do you think?
Of what?
Any mga recommendations?
Oh, recommendations. I have a few. They're beginner sa news mo to kasi every day. I think 2 to 3 times a day yung tatanong. Pare, di ba classmate kita nung elementary? Anong first bike na pwede sa akin? Gusto ko yung pwede ko gamitin everyday na pogi, madadala ko sa mga cafe, pwede rin sa expressway, pero gusto ko below 100,000 pesos.
Wow.
Sabi ko po siya, meron ba nun?
Ang hirap naman nun.
Sabi, usually, ang advice ko, first, don't love the bike first. Love the riding, the motorcycling muna. Parang fall in love with riding first. Kasi mamaya bumili ka ng gusto mo talagang motor pero hindi mo pala enjoy yung idea of riding.
So pero what's on your list?
In-advise ko muna scooter talaga. Mm-hmm.
Like, let's first. Say tapos na ako scooter, tapos na ako sa...
So, kung big bike, usually I say, yung iniisip ko lagi, the ones I rode, the Scrambler 62, Ducati Scrambler 62, that's 400cc. Tapos below 400,000 pesos lang siya. Ngayon, used, makakabili ka ng 300,000.
Mm-hmm. 320 nakita ko eh.
Tapos naka-Ducati ka na. Mm-hmm. Then the power is very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And di ka magugulat, di ka may malalaglag. Mm-hmm. Kasi gentle usually pag nag-aral ka sa clutch, parang minsan nakagulat yung bigla ka malalaglag.
Mm-hmm.
Yung power, di ba? Then, I also, si Judy Samaniego, wife ni Winston Samaniego, naka Scrambler 62.
Mm-hmm.
And nag-upgrade na yata
first
siya.
First bike. Yung, oh, yeah. And now, what's her bike?
The bigger Scrambler. And,
800.
Yeah.
Oh.
Baka mag-MV Agusta na rin yata yun.
Alam mo, new bike niya ngayon? Monster.
Oh yes, naka Monster. May event pa para sa kanya, di
ba? Oo. Oh, pinasara yung showroom, pare.
Mukhang ganun din yata mangyari sa'yo. Pagbuhay na yung motor.
Alam mo, di, I mean, yun nga eh. Sabi mo, gusto
dapat
mo ng...
Dapat Ducati ka na.
Gusto mo ng prestige, di ba? And consider community. Parang, if you'd like, if you'd look at the brands who treat their customers like that, Ducati. Closing the door para definitely. Lang, boom, award sa'yo yung bike.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so I think definitely Mackie doesn't fit the Ducati form. But I think Chris and Angel do. Parang na-imagine ko sila. Kami ni Darwin, hindi talaga. Hindi kami pang Ducati.
Napansin ko si nung pinag-uusapan natin RE, nakasimangot si Maki.
Bakit naman?
No, nung, like nung Ducati na yung pinag-uusapan,
Nagsisales talk na siya.
Hindi, baka kasi ako, pagtatanong mo ako, I'm biased ako eh. Kasi, syempre, given our situation, gusto ko yung may enjoy niya. At saka may enjoy ka rin. Di ba?
I am totally against that logic because it's gonna be her first big bike. It really needs to be something that suits her.
Ikaw ang mag-decide.
But on what Darwin said, medyo, I have a counterpoint to that. I think all of the bikes are all great nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You get the one that really turns you on.
Tama.
You get the one that when you see it in the garage, titiisin mo yung, you know what I mean? You'll want to ride it. Yung parang, kasi kung bumili ka ng, I don't know, an NMAX is a great bike, a PCX is a great bike, but kung hindi ka naiinganyo when you see it, and you know what I mean? If you don't want to touch it and ride it, and
walang libog,
hindi mo gagamitin eh. Parang kailangan pag nakita mo, ang ganda ng motor ko.
Gusto ko ilabas.
Mm. Yun. Feeling ko kasama yun sa beginner ah.
Ed, there's a fun story we learned nung pumunta kami sa Ducati Design Center.
Yeah.
You know the first step of creating a new Ducati bike?
What?
Yung, sabi,
get Gino Rufino as an MC.
Sa ano? What's that? The Design Center. Mm. The very first step. Yung pag nakita mo yung Ducati, kailangan yung gusto mong ganun.
Oh!
Yung very first step.
No, kailangan
yung
libog.
Sensation.
Yeah. Kailangan may libog.
Kailangan yung gusto mong ganun yung motor.
Wow. That's interesting.
Because if not, then get I don't know, a TMX, right? I mean, get something that it's basically the same thing. But, you know, it'll get you there. Why? You can't take away the yabang. Right, you can't take away that because if not, then you'd use a scooter every day,
diba? Yep.
Pero yabang niya.
Yabang niya.
Hindi yabang mo.
Ano muna tayo ngayon?
Ayun.
Sige, tanong natin si Chris. What are the bikes that you are currently looking at that you think suits your lifestyle?
Bigmo mind conditioning na naman.
Hindi. Ano yun? Legit question yun.
Gaslighting.
Hindi, ako.
Hindi ko, like, yung wallpaper ni ng laptop niya is a Multistrada. Bumili ng model para sa, aburin mo niya ng laruan para sa anak niya na Multistrada.
Tapos magpe-play dun sa TV nila ng mga YouTube videos.
Oo, ng mga Ducati races. Mind conditioning, superbike.
Conditioning.
May influence mo talaga.
Nee. Without asking me, I'm letting you choose.
Okay, talaga.
Oh.
Wag titingin sa
akin. Nee, what would make you happy to own? Makikita mo
pati
sa
yung
Facebook.
Kulay ng logo. And yung design ng logo ng Makimoto, parang Ducati.
It could be Honda, dude.
No, red. Dude,
it's red.
Yung red.
Yeah, right. Makimoto, whatever.
That's a Pantone. It's called Ducati Red. Hey, go ahead. Ano?
Sige. So, top of mind, brand muna. Siguro sa brand, either Triumph or Ducati.
Excited na si Maki. Ang galing yung pagka-gaslight mo. Ha?
Speed twin.
Ayun. So, okay. Brand, kung brand, dahil conscious, brand conscious, Triumph or Ducati?
Now, I think Triumph and Ducati both really take care of their new riders. Mm. I mean, we saw firsthand doon sa Club 200 Endurance Challenge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, grabe.
How, if you're a woman rider, they go out of their way to get you training.
Oh.
They provide you everything you need in their paddock so that you become a more confident rider. Mm-hmm. And I think Triumph also has this great community behind them. No, they support their community very, very well. So I think these are good.
Ganda ng mga picture.
These are
picture
good.
Ang
oh, kasama yun. These are good brands to have to be part of as a new rider.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Asa, si Angelica naman.
Me.
Oh, what scooters or small bikes are you looking at?
Actually, wala akong naiisip in mind eh. Pero
ano yung mga bikes that you like that Darwin has tried out?
Oh. I like the Aprilia na scooter na
SRGT.
Medyo mataas yun, 'di ba?
Mataas siya. Pero nag-enjoy siyang sumakay doon.
Yeah.
Sa ano. And
so medyo sporty ka. Medyo
parang yung performance lang ng Aprilia is for a scooter.
We don't have to ask any more questions. I think electric talaga yung bagay.
Yeah. Actually. And it's easy.
Oo.
Pwede.
Actually,
hindi mo
pa
kailangan lisensya. Diba?
Gusto niya yung Fazio, kaso ako yung gumamit.
How's the height of the Fazio?
Yeah, it's very low and it's narrow.
Nagagamit ka ni Maki.
Yeah.
Abot na abot ganyan.
Everyday, ginagamit ko yun. So, super
ginamit
happy.
Din niya.
And have you ever gone down to the garage and saw that the scooter wasn't there and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I was supposed to use it, pero ginamit ni Maki.
Hindi sa garage, pero yung sa namin, lagay ng keys. Pagka ganun, wala na. Okay. Ginamit na niya. Okay. Kotse na ako.
Nagamit mo rin yung Bergman, di ba? Na-enjoy mo
rin. Oh, the Bergman.
Yeah. Suzuki
oh,
Bergman.
Okay
yeah. Yeah, comfy.
How would you use it? I mean, what are you looking at as a daily commute? How would you?
Well, I can't use it for my work kasi nagme-makeup ako, so marami akong dala. So, talagang pang parang ride lang. Fun ride siguro pagkasama si Dar ganun. Pero kung daily use na going to the office, hindi ko siya magagamit.
No, you're not looking at something.
Ducati Scrambler na.
Something
Ducati
fancy.
Scrambler na.
Siguro parang ganun dapat.
Oh, actually.
Okay, parang Joan Lu. Anong bike ni Joan Lu? Yung CLX
700.
Hindi pang daily use yung parang kailangan ko.
What do you think about the Papio, the new one? CF Moto Papio.
It looks very nice.
Excited daw makita siya in person kasi sa picture ko lang siya nakita eh. Mukhang maganda.
It looks like a fun small bike,
yeah.
No?
Papio XO. Yeah, and I think it's in the same category as the other mini bikes, the Japanese ones. A little more expensive, the Grom. That's around $5,000 kasi yun. Sa atin, that's how much. Yeah,
when we brought that in, I think it's around 300.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for such a small bike. I
know,
The Z125
kasi
Kawasaki.
Kasi si Honda hindi niyo pinasok yung Grom that time.
Yeah, the Grom.
Kaya siya mahal.
Yeah.
Pero it looks good.
Yeah. So the Papi is just how much? Yung 125,000. It looks really good.
Mm.
Pwede siyang training bike kasi it's manual transmission. Meron siyang clutch.
Okay.
So pwede siyang beginner din talaga.
Yeah,
beginner.
Pwede ka mag-aral ng manual dun. Aside from another safe bike to learn how to ride is a motocross bike, the small ones, the motocross, the 85s and the 125s. Yeah, And Melaquino, meron siya mga lowered na motocross bike. Kung saan nag-aral si Angelica. Oh, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. So on that note, I guess we really know what bike Darwin wants to buy. Which is CF Moto Papio. Kayo mga obvious lang yung mga style niyo eh. I think you like the Papio.
Si Chris hindi pa nagna-narrow down eh. Medyo nandun pa tayo sa brand eh. Pero wala pang definite bike.
So I think ano, definitely the RE is in contention. Mackie, sorry to say. If you're looking at Ducati, the Scrambler 400.
Yeah, the 62.
The 62.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if you're looking at Triumph, what Triumph would you recommend?
Trident.
Mababa
mataas,
ba yun?
Mataas yung Trident.
Mataas yun eh.
The price.
Hindi, affordable naman. The height. Yung standard seat height niya medyo mataas eh. May mga customer ako nakita. It's either they shave the seat or they bilis sila ng lowering link.
Pero, I mean, that works, I guess. And if you're a new rider, okay lang. Because but it does compromise a few things, diba? But if you're just gonna go to Batangas, you're gonna go to Bataan, parang okay lang to shave the seat a little. But you're compromising comfort and a little bit of performance if you're lowering a bike. Eh.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
But as a new rider, ako, pwede ka lang lowered na bike kasi hindi ko naman na ma-maximize. Hindi ako katulad ni Maki na may insurance na malaki.
Talaga banking.
Oh, banking. Grabe. Pinapagalitan ni Coach Joey yan eh.
What about budget? Is there is there a budget concern?
Depende sa budget mo.
Wala ako mabibili.
Oh my God.
RE na.
Secondhand. Budget? RE tayo.
RE na secondhand. Punta tayo
sa kay Jimmy.
Oh, at tanong na natin next week. He's gonna be our guest.
Eh, budget na yung pampapyo eh.
Okay. As a concerned husband, narrowing down to Scram 411 and
natawa si Bak.
Ako, I still wanna recommend the Rebel pa rin.
True. True.
Actually, yung Rebel.
Rebel.
Scram 411, the Rebel 500. Yung first gen, ha? Yung mababa yung upuan.
Mm-mm. Mataas na ba yung mga sumunod na
Rebel? Hindi, yung bago. Ano eh?
Rebel?
Yung bago ngayon, yung 500. Rebel na
ay, iba yun.
Parang Scrambler.
Oo. Oh. Mm.
Yun na yung bago
CB,
eh.
CB, ano?
Ano na mataas na yung seat niya eh.
Yeah, yeah. The Cruiser. The Cruiser yung recommended.
Pero yung first gen na Rebel na 500, yun talagang low seat.
Yung bago Rebel X, di ba? Iba dun sa Rebel na Cruiser. Tama ba?
Yung bago yung name? Parang Scrambler style. Flat yeah,
parang letter
niya.
C. Letter.
Oo.
Yeah.
Actually, meron pa akong tinitignan dati. Kung tinuloy itong ipasok ng Motostrada, it's called Benda 400.
Yung V-twin na 250?
Hindi. 400cc siya na Cruiser. Pinahiram siya sa akin dati.
Dala mo yun sa Metro Walk?
Oo, dinala ko yun dati.
Tagal na nun ah.
Tagal na nun. Tapos nag-North Loop pa kami. Okay din. Ganda yung bike. Kaya lang hindi na nila tinuloy. Ipasok. I would recommend that bike kasi they're selling it for only, I think, 180.
Wait.
That time ah.
Deal breaker yun.
Grabe yun.
We're a little over time. But I'm going to throw in two other options that I think are great bikes, but they're on the same platform, which would be the Husqvarna 401, Zwartbelin. I think that's a beautiful bike. And the Duke 390, which is basically the same thing. But if I was going to pick one, I would go with the Husqvarna Zwartbelin. Not the Vit, because sub yun eh.
Oh, again, Cafe Racer.
Oh.
The Duke 390 is a very good bike. That's even for a seasoned rider.
Yeah.
The 390 Adventure. That bike pag natumba mo sa gubat, ang daling pulutin.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah. Pero from a forma perspective, that's a looker.
So I have a question for you, for the guys. So like you and Grace, Mackie and Chris. I mean, how na-imagine niyo ba kung pag nag-ride yung partner niyo? Na tas nasa EDSA tas ang dami truck or MacArthur ganyan like na-try niyo ba ma-imagine sila na nag-ride na mag-isa tas wala silang kasama ganoon like how would you deal with that
in
that scenario or marilaki na may maraming motor.
I wanted Grace to learn the right way. Kaya nga lagi siya ini-enroll kay sa mga riding school eh. Mm-hmm. Ang sabi ng coach, I just let the coach say what the coach recommends. Ang sabi na lang sa kanya, saddle time eh. Kulang na lang ng saddle time. Kaya sabi ko sa kanya, punta office, sakyan mo yung bike mo. Mm-hmm. Dali mo araw-araw.
So it's the same way how we learn.
Eventually, parang kotse lang din yan. Pag nasanay ka ng ginigit-git ka, git-gitin mo na rin, di ba? Parang ganun din sa bike eh. Parang sa motorcycle. Saddle time. Gives you experience. Mm-hmm. I know it will be hard. May stress ka rin eventually. Pero ayoko itong pangunahan. I want you to feel it. Pero ingat lang. May insurance ka naman, di ba?
May jackpot rin to.
May jackpot din siya.
No, ako, honestly, when I ride with Grace, and she doesn't like riding in the city. It's like Bohol, we can do hundreds of kilometers in places that are less packed, no? But I get really, really stressed out when I'm riding behind her. But that said, because we have now these bicycle lanes where you can take electric bikes, I would feel more confident and comfortable with her riding. But we work from home, eh. So, but if she had to go to a meeting, mm-hmm. taking the bicycle lane on an electric scooter, then on a traditional internal combustion ICE bike.
I think... Are you happy? You narrowed down bikes for you guys?
May mga last message
pa
kayo.
Hindi pa yun na nakapag-decide. Wala.
Oo nga.
Mas lalo yung naguluhan.
Nakatulong ba kami o lalo kaming naka...
Hindi, nakatulong. Kasi, actually, in the end, taken out of the picture na. Muna, ngayon. Parang, naiisip ko, okay, something reasonable to start. Tapos, ayun.
So what bike? Saan tayo pupunta bukas?
I think alam mo na may advice na ako. May very, I think out of everything I've heard tonight, may clear advice talaga ako for Chris. When you see a bike and you fall in love with it, right? Is it the Mackie of motorcycles? And if it checks the boxes that it is the Mackie of motorcycles, that's the bike for you.
Yeah.
For life na yon.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
Yeah.
Is there such
siguro,
a thing?
Siguro wala pa ako ma-decide ngayon, pero mas tama na yung perspective ko when looking at the bike. Kasi dati, wait, natatakot ako sa bigat, ganun. Pero ngayon parang, like what you said, parang kailangan, ginikilig ako, gusto ko ilabas eh. Mm-mm. So, iba na yung siguro titingnan ko when I go on inside the showroom. Yun. So, yun. I haven't decided yet. Pero mas maganda na yung okay.
Hindi yung, mo na kailangan tignan. Dadalhin na lang ni Maki sa'yo.
Dadalhin ko. Araw, linggo-linggo, iba-iba yung dadalhin ko. Supuan mo.
And when you do pick your bike, let's have another show and let's talk about why Chris got that bike and why it is the Mackie of motorcycles.
Oh, Desert X.
Ayun ang dream bike ko ngayon, yung Desert X. Pero grabe yung presyo nun.
Tsaka height.
I love that bike. Okay.
Ito tanong. Pakatapos niyong bumili ng bike sa showroom, saan kayo pupunta?
Mag-expressway, number one. Kasi never pa ako nag-ride ng ako lang on an expressway.
North or south?
Maybe south.
South.
Yeah.
Si Angel.
It's a scooter. First, we pull out of the showroom. Where are you going?
Yung ano lang. Siguro, marilaki. Kasi yun lang yung pwedeng...
basta weekday, ah.
Yun lang yung pwedeng puntahan ng scooter na like medyo malayo and ano, magandang
marilaki
view.
Agad,
oh.
Yeah, and... lagi siya nag-iaya ng coffee shop na maganda.
Yeah,
so,
yun siguro.
Ayun, solid.
Oo nga, marami doon.
Mm.
Ako, may isasuggest ako. Pumunta kayo sa Ride Manila para bumili ng safety gear.
Yun, at saka
communication.
Communication, device. Cardo.
Cardo, you can now record your audio, your conversation to your phone with a new update, 7.0 update. Yeah.
Actually, that'll get Darwin.
Lalo na sa mga couple rides.
Mm-hmm. Oh, edi meron kang ebidensya na, oh, sinabi mo nung nag-ride tayo ah.
Pwede yung moto-chismis doon. Yung ano, group ride.
So, you can record, you can record your voice sa Cardo.
Yo. Yes, yung mga gusto mag-vlog, ganyan. Kasi dati, separate yung mic. May mic para sa external recording. Merong mic for external recording. Then, meron pang mic para sa Cardo. Now, you can just use one mic, okay na yan, then record your phone.
Buck has been experimenting on a new form factor for a 2-9 rider. Wherein, coming tatlo, we ride and we do, like, let's say we want to do an EDSA race. A safe race. Like, naka-bisikleta si Buck, ako naka-electric, si Mackie naka-big bike. And we follow the rules. We stick to the bicycle lane or whatever. And we go take off in rush hour and we get the single point. Buck has been bringing around a Zoom H1 external recorder with a lapel mic, ako yung mic na nakakabit, and the audio is, one, very, very different. So the post-processing is going to challenge. Two, with all of the rain and stuff, none of these are waterproof, right? The Cardo is the perfect solution.
And the editing pala, the problem with different devices, it's hard to sync everything. Mm. Yeah.
Mismo.
So yun.
So you're gonna ask them the most important question sa TNR?
Why do you love Mackie Agan? Na ano yung definition nyo ng tunay na rider? And it cannot be Mackie.
Ako yun. Ako yung role model.
Role model, Mackie Aganon pa rin. So, ang definition sa akin ng tunay na rider is you love to ride. You're responsible also sa daan. Kasi ano yan eh, ano, we're sharing lang. We're sharing. So, yun sa akin. You love to ride and responsible ka din.
Agree. Okay, Angelica.
Tunay na rider for me is siguro like yung passionate ka talaga sa pag-ride. And yun nga, if you love adventure, kasi kaya ka nga magmo-motorist because you love adventure, you love to travel. So, hindi lang siya city, for me, hindi lang siya parang city ride lang. Kasi, di ba? Parang, for daily, yes, oo, pero like, kailangan mo rin mag-explore ng ibang lugar eh. Like, somewhere na hindi pa na, like, talaga napupuntahan ng ibang tao. So, yeah, that's tunay na rider.
Yun. Darwin, may bago ka bang sagot?
Yeah, still the same. If may four wheels dyan or two wheels, you'll pick the two wheels.
Kahit and bumabagyo. Kahit dalawa yung bagyo, pare.
Yeah, today, nangkotse ako.
Ibang klaseng ulan.
Tunay na rider is you'd ride anything. Di ka mapili sa motor. Lahat sasakyan mo.
Agree.
Wala kang ate sa Brad. Kung kailangan ng motor, wala pa. Kahit tricycle yan na ano, TMX sasakyan ko, kahit super taas niyan, you'd still pick the bike.
Correct. All right. So next week, what's happening?
Well, next week, we'll have Lyle and Jimmy to talk about
Trip Machine.
Their latest products called Trip Machine.
And they're
these good guys leather goods.
Are icons in the industry, and we'll hear about how they got into it and how they've created these empires.
Yep.
In the motorcycle space. So ride safe, ride hard, ride responsibly, explore, and
always
ride anything with two wheels.
Two wheels.
See you next week.
Bye.
Peace out.
Bye.
That's a wrap.
Thanks, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.